Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson. A DoorDash delivery driver in upstate New York faces serious criminal charges after she recorded a naked customer inside his home and posted the video online as she accuses him of sexual assault. The delivery driver, Olivia Henderson, was arrested facing two felony charges. These are second-degree unlawful surveillance and first-degree dissemination of an unlawful surveillance image. Henderson was released on bond. She must appear in court December 4th. Police in Oswego made the arrest. The incident happened October 12th. Henderson, age 23, was dropping off a DoorDash order at an Oswego home. She shared a video on TikTok after the delivery showing a male customer.
She recorded him without his consent and then subsequently disseminated those videos.
That's Oswego Police Captain Brian Thompson. Police reports say the customer was unclothed and unconscious. Henderson claims she was a victim of sexual assault during this delivery. She contacted police about the incident.
I reported it to DoorDash, and DoorDash did ban the customer. And then 2 days later, DoorDash banned me, which doesn't seem unrelated. They didn't even provide me a reason for my deactivation. They're supposed to send an email. They didn't.
That's Henderson on her TikTok page. Police began an investigation on October 13th. Police have stated they found no proof that a sexual assault happened to Ms. Henderson. They say the man in the video was, quote, incapacitated and unconscious because of drinking too much. The man has worked with investigators. Henderson says she's fighting for at least one form of justice.
Like, this is the only justice I'm getting, is exposing this man and having posted that video and it has gone viral. Now he can live with shame and embarrassment if people have seen it and knows who he is or where he... You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the one being punished.
Henderson posted several videos claiming the customer showed himself without her wish.
They were sleeping on the couch within eyesight of the front door with their pants and underwear pulled down to their ankles, and they were indecently exposed to me.
Some reports suggested that the video was taken from the exterior of the residence, while other reports say a Ring camera showed Ms. Henderson walking into the man's home herself. DoorDash gave a statement. They confirmed they had deactivated a Dasher's account for posting nude photos of a customer. They stressed that they support drivers who report sexual assault, and they said that posting the video was the only reason they ended Henderson's employment. More crime and justice news after this. A small Missouri city will pay $500,000 to settle a lawsuit after a blind and deaf Shih Tzu dog was shot by a police officer in a case that set off a year of anger and forced two officials out of their jobs. The city is Sturgeon. The owner is Nicholas Hunter. The officer who fired the shot is named in records as Myron Woodson. Hunter will receive $282,500. His lawyers received $217,500. The Animal Legal Defense Fund helped fund the legal fight. ALDF called the deal one of the largest of its kind. They said these deaths can be stopped with simple training, and they say the size of the settlement shows that pets matter and police rules need to keep pace. The shooting took place on May 19th of 2024. Hunter said he was eating dinner when Teddy slipped out of his fenced yard and wandered into a neighbor's yard. Police in Sturgeon also do animal control, so the neighbor called for help. Woodson responded. Body camera video shows him make several tries to catch Teddy with a snare as the small dog moved through a large field. After about 3 minutes, he gave up and shot the dog at close range. The Animal Legal Defense Fund said Sturgeon never trained Woodson to handle dogs, never taught him to use the catch pole, and never told him about the city's agreement with Boone County for animal control. They also said city leaders defended Woodson in two Facebook posts after the shooting without seeing the body cam video. They said the promised review never took place. Teddy weighed 13 pounds. He did not charge at the officer. Video shows the blind and deaf dog did not pose any threat. The city first said in a Facebook post that Woodson feared Teddy was rabid. Later video showed Woodson telling Hunter he thought Teddy was a stray. Woodson later said in an affidavit, quote, I believed the dog was seriously injured and suffering. At first, Mayor Kevin Abramson defended Woodson, but later he resigned. Woodson quit the force and now works as a process server. Federal agents say a New Jersey man pushed a 13-year-old girl to cut herself live on camera and threatened to dox her family if she did not obey him. The FBI arrested 21-year-old Marek Cherkawi at his home in Egg Harbor Township on Friday. He's now being held without bond on a federal cyberstalking charge. The complaint says the girl cut herself twice. The second time was on a live stream after Cherkawi wrote, quote, you need to do it again. This time do it live on camera. The girl later deleted her accounts to stop the threats. Soon after, according to the FBI, Cherkawi posted her family's name and home address. The Justice Department said Cherkawi is tied to a group known as 764, described as a network of, quote, nihilistic violent extremists. The complaint says these groups want chaos. The DOJ says they prey on kids and pressure them to hurt themselves, to harm animals, and to give over sexual images. One message from Cherkawi, after hearing a false rumor that a woman he targeted had died, said, quote, "Hey guys, it looks like we actually killed a person." The FBI searched Cherkawi's home in June. Agents say they found books on explosives, body armor, ski masks, a trench coat, zip ties, and tactical gear. In the search on the 14th, agents say they found writings that mapped out a plan to join ISIS and then return to the United States to commit acts of terror. The complaint also lists dozens of online posts tied to Cherkawi. In one, he wrote, quote, "Punish yourself for being so fat. Don't ever stop cutting until you lose some weight." In another, he wrote, quote, "It's not illegal to be a pedophile. I just want a 13-year-old trad wife." He also wrote, quote, "There's not enough school shootings." Federal agents say he pushed minors for nude photos. They say he meant threats to dox people, that is, posting documents about their personal lives and information about their identity, and spoke about swatting people, sending a massive police response to their homes. The cyberstalking charge carries up to 10 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and supervised release. Prosecutors say more charges could follow as agents review his online activity. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert's hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.